Warren Buffett, during the darkest days of the 2009 financial crisis, was asked about economic recovery. Rather than offering complex forecasts, he simply observed that Snickers had been the best-selling candy bar since 1962. His point was profound. While markets crash and technologies evolve, certain fundamentals never change. This insight forms the backbone of Morgan Housel's work, which has captivated business leaders and cultural icons alike. In a world obsessed with predicting the next disruption, what's truly valuable is understanding the stubborn patterns of human behavior that have persisted through centuries of technological and social upheaval. These patterns, our relationship with risk, our struggle with expectations, our emotional decision-making, remain remarkably consistent across time, offering a compass for navigating an increasingly complex world. Life's most significant outcomes often pivot on seemingly inconsequential choices. The American Revolution might have failed without Fogg allowing Washington's army to escape at Brooklyn Heights. Hitler survived assassination attempts by minutes or inches, including when a briefcase bomb was moved behind a table leg. During the Cuban Missile Crisis, a single Soviet submarine captain refused to launch nuclear torpedoes despite orders, possibly averting war. These examples reveal a profound truth. History's most consequential events often hinge on tiny, random variables. The butterfly effect demonstrates how minimal changes in initial conditions lead to drastically different outcomes. While specific events remain unpredictable, patterns of human behavior remain consistent. Money compounds in unpredictable ways. Small beginnings grow into massive outcomes, both positive and negative. A single wise investment in youth might create generational wealth, while a momentary lapse could trigger cascading financial troubles. Successful investors focus on understanding enduring patterns and preparing for multiple scenarios, rather than predicting precise events. The most dangerous risks are those we don't see coming. Consider astronaut Victor Prather, who successfully tested a NASA spacesuit at 110,000 feet in 1961, only to drown during a routine helicopter rescue when water entered through his open faceplate. A tiny, unforeseen detail that proved fatal despite meticulous planning. History's most consequential events, COVID-19, 9/11, the Great Depression, were surprises almost no one anticipated. Nobel Prize winner Robert Shiller confirmed that zero people forecasted the Great Depression, despite clear warning signs like market speculation and banking instability. The solution isn't better prediction, but better preparation. California doesn't predict when earthquakes will strike, but prepares buildings to withstand them. Similarly, in finance, the most effective strategy isn't forecasting market movements, but building resilience through savings, diversification, and emergency reserves. The biggest risk may not be what you can imagine going wrong, but what you can't conceive. The wisest approach? Invest in preparation rather than prediction. And save more than feels comfortable, because the greatest threats are those you don't see coming. Happiness depends less on absolute circumstances than on the gap between expectations and reality. In a world of general improvement, the challenge becomes preventing expectations from rising alongside conditions. This explains why many romanticize the 1950s despite today's objectively higher living standards. What made the 1950s special wasn't prosperity, but economic equality. The smaller gap between you and your neighbors made contentment easier. Despite earning twice as much in real terms, modern Americans often yearn for that era because the comparison problem was less severe. Today's economy excels at generating wealth, showcasing it, and fostering envy. Social media amplifies this by displaying curated highlight reels of others' lives. Will Smith noted that becoming famous feels amazing, being famous is mixed, and losing fame is miserable, regardless of fame's actual magnitude. We carefully guard possessions with clear price tags while neglecting the management of expectations, despite their enormous impact on happiness. Learning to keep your goalposts from constantly moving might be life's most underrated skill. People with extraordinary abilities often possess equally extraordinary flaws that cannot be separated from their genius. John Boyd, perhaps history's greatest fighter pilot, revolutionized aerial combat with mathematical precision. Yet Boyd was socially abrasive, rude, erratic, and sometimes destructive. His superiors simultaneously praised his contributions while blocking promotions. Isaac Newton devoted years to alchemy and sorcery alongside his scientific work, believing these pursuits were as legitimate as his work on calculus and gravity. This paradox suggests that the same mindset enabling scientific breakthroughs might also lead to pursuing seemingly irrational ideas. Modern examples include Elon Musk, whose relentless drive creates revolutionary companies and controversial statements, and Steve Jobs, whose perfectionism produced iconic products but made him difficult to work with. The traits that push people to greatness, determination, optimism, and relentless confidence also increase their likelihood of overreaching and failing. We must accept that people we admire come as complete packages, their brilliance inseparable from their flaws. As Naval Ravikant noted, you can't cherry-pick aspects of someone's life. You must consider whether you'd accept their entire existence. The price of genius is often paid in social currency and conventional stability. The best story wins, not the best idea, the right idea, or the most rational one. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech wasn't planned. He improvised the most memorable part after Mahalia Jackson called out to him, delivering words that changed history through their emotional power. Stories function as leverage, making ideas more impactful with less effort. They simplify complex concepts, as physicist Richard Feynman demonstrated when explaining physics through everyday scenarios. Even Einstein processed complex information using imagination and simple scenes. The most compelling narratives confirm what we want to believe or connect to our personal experiences. As Ralph Hodgson noted, some things have to be believed to be seen. Steven Spielberg observed that good storytelling gets everyone to clap at the same time, to laugh at the same time, and to be afraid at the same time. Many great ideas could grow exponentially if explained better. There's tremendous opportunity in better presentation of existing ideas rather than inventing new ones. What story are you telling about your life, your business, or your beliefs? The world cycles between stability and chaos, with today's calm seeding tomorrow's crisis. We yearn for certainty in a complex world where none exists, and our personal experiences shape our beliefs, ensuring perpetual disagreement on fundamental questions. These constants of human nature, our blind spots, expectations, storytelling tendencies, and our genius intertwined with quirks, remain unchanged across centuries. Understanding them won't help predict specific events, but offers valuable perspective. Recognizing these enduring patterns allows us to build resilience, manage expectations, tell better stories, and appreciate remarkable people in their full complexity. In a world celebrating disruption, perhaps the most revolutionary act is acknowledging what remains unchanged, our fundamentally human nature, with its predictable irrationality. The greatest advantage comes not from forecasting the unforecastable, but from working with these constants rather than against them. By embracing these timeless truths, we find wisdom for today's challenges and connection to all who faced similar patterns throughout history.